I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Encouraging news today from India. The South Asian nation just reported the smallest increase in new COVID-19 infections and deaths since mid-March. However, John Podaiti of Bibles for the World says significant challenges remain.
We've lost seminary professors, missionaries on the front line. Hundreds of pastors and Christian leaders have been lost to COVID, and that's been really tough. We know this is going to have long-term damaging effects, that we see a leadership gap going forward. There's a lot of rebuilding ahead. There's people who are going to be put into positions prematurely just because of the leadership void.
Pray for believers in India as they find solutions for the leadership gap. And ask God to heal the ministry's co-founder, Moy Podaiti.
I just got word that my mother, who is one of the co-founders of the ministry, just tested positive for COVID. That really has made it very personal.
Finally, fall classes are underway for Bethlehem Bible College. Andrew Bush, director for the Institute of Peace and Justice, says,
we have 30 students from several different nations. Most of these are seasoned peacemakers themselves from Liberia, Scotland, England, Holland, Canada, the Philippines, and the United States.
Peacemaking isn't easy in the 21st century, as demonstrated by the sorrow and complexity of the Israel-Palestine conflicts. And that's why the Institute tackles the subject from the perspective of Palestinians. Bush says students tie this conflict into the strife they experience in their own lives and ministries. Pray the Institute will help bring God's lasting peace to Palestine and around the world. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. MNN depends on you, our listener, for support to keep bringing you the news and helping you find your place in the story of the Great Commission. So would you consider joining us today? Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.